right, Steve-O, here we go. Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy, live back in the studio.
It's kind of crazy.
Jeez, how long have we been off?
It's been weird. Well, I was only off for 5 days.
I missed one more day than you. Sorry.
No.
I was flying back from Austin, Texas.
But Friday you missed too.
Yeah, that was
so.
I was in Austin, Texas. I was flying to Austin, Texas on Friday.
There's not a lot to talk about today, and honestly, I did want to spend a moment. I think it's really cool. I didn't realize how big a deal this was, but your daughter did really good at Nationals.
Yes, it was amazing.
So let's talk about it.
She's in the 58-kilogram weight class. That's
how they do it?
I mean, it goes 48, 53, 58. It's every 5 kilograms, you're in a different weight class. And she's lighter than 58. She's like 56.16, actually.
Okay.
And she's 14 to 15-year-old group. So everyone in her group is above 53 and below 58 kilograms and 14 or 15 years old. So, in her lift, clean, and jerk, she did 59 kilograms, which is, for that weight and age group, a new Michigan state record.
Wow.
In the whole state of Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah. She lifted it at Nationals. It was pretty cool.
How many people were there? Like thousands and thousands?
There was a lot of people there. There was also the Naturally Fit Games. It was in the Austin Convention Center. The Naturally Fit Games were there too, so it was just packed with people.
Wow.
And then this one girl got a national record there. So, like, when she went to lift for that national record, like, everyone from the Nationally Fit Games was, I mean, it was just packed. People watching. It was so cool.
Must be proud.
I am. And we're not sure that next year they're either in Bloomington, Minnesota, or Daytona, Florida, or Orlando. No one can give us the right answer yet. So, well, I think it'd be cool to be in Florida, but I also think it'd be cool to be in Bloomington, so I don't have to go so far.
It's also summertime, so, I mean, Minneapolis,
but because
St. Paul area is
because
nice.
Of how my daughter did. She already automatically qualifies for next year.
Okay.
Because she's 14, and next year she'll be 15 in the same, well, unless she moves up or down in weight. I don't know.
That's really cool, though.
Yeah.
State of Michigan record holder.
Yes.
With the name Waylon behind it.
There's a lot of those out there.
You might have a hold a record for some type of weight, but it wouldn't be in lifting.
Wow.
Oh, I'm just teasing you, buddy.
Okay.
I do want to start with a little somber note here. A couple of people have passed away, huge names in the world of sport. Of course, you remember Buddy Ryan.
Yes.
Infamous for the punch on the sideline. Remember that?
He's infamous for being one of the best defensive coordinators ever.
I mean, I would say probably actually bigger than the punch is the fact that he was part of the 85 Bears with Ditka. Remember
that? And he's got his sons are all coaching.
That's true.
Rex and Rob and Jim, yep.
Which one's the hippie? Rob?
Rob, yeah.
Anyway,
They did not give a cause of death, which I thought was kind of strange. He was 82.
He was really just barely hanging on. I remember seeing the video of him, and I think it was an E60 or something like that on ESPN, and it was kind of sad, but you know what? That's life. I mean, and he had a good life, and good guy, really good guy. I did want to mention also, I don't think people understand how huge this is. And we don't usually talk about women's basketball. But if there was ever a Mount Rushmore for women's basketball, Pat Summitt's face would be on there.
8 national titles with Tennessee. 8.
She would be the George Washington on Mount Rushmore, correct?
Yes.
There's no one bigger.
Oh, no.
She died
Nobody.
At 64. There was no one as dominant in women's basketball ever as Pat.
Yeah.
So
she had early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type. But this is how big she was. If you have the ESPN app on your phone, go to women's college basketball and scroll down. And it's like 25 straight stories and videos all about her. There's no other news. I mean, obviously there's not much news about women's college basketball this time of year anyway. But it's like tributes and... like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But she was only 64.
All right, well, I'd like to move on here quickly and just talk about the Wings really quick before we take a break. We'll save baseball for the whole second half. You weren't here for, I mean, I almost feel like this is an kind of to get you back up to speed, I'm almost just educating you, but the draft happened in the NHL. I'm pretty happy with the way things worked out. You were kind of asking me a little bit about the whole Datsyuk situation. That was a major coup for Ken Holland.
Yeah.
I mean, he
saved $7.5 million.
The Coyotes had $30 million to play with in cap space. $30 million in the NHL is huge. And Ken Holland said, well, there's our way to unload it.
And you might be seeing Steven Stamkos coming in and getting a little look at, maybe, you think?
Well, that definitely makes it a possibility. We had Miss Cassidy on yesterday. She's a fanatical Red Wing fan. She was up to speed, buddy. I could call her in here and she could embarrass you if you want.
Wow.
But the Stamkos watch is still on. Shattenkirk is... I think that's who they're going to end up with.
Ooh.
I think it'll be Shattenkirk. But the whole point is that it definitely frees up a lot of cap space to go chase somebody to replace Datsyuk. So, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, unless you have anything else to add.
I just want to mention the PGA Tour thing where the Greenbrier Classic has been canceled. This doesn't hardly ever happen.
I haven't heard anything about this. What is it?
It's in West Virginia where it had the horrible floodings.
Oh.
It's been canceled because they said the course is beyond reasonable repair and there's more things to think about than golf in West Virginia right now. There's a lot of people. I mean, this is some bad flooding. 23 deaths.
Wow.
So, PGA Tour canceled. And
have
also,
you ever seen that?
Never. I don't remember ever seeing it.
Me neither.
And Tiger Woods came out and announced he is not certain he'll return at all to golf this year.
Yeah, I saw that. All right, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk all baseball. Brewers, Tigers, an all-star game. If you don't mind hanging around a little bit longer, buddy.
I can do it.
I know you're going to be gone this end of this week again.
Going to the Brewers, Dodgers on Thursday.
Woo-hoo. Second half coming up, Big Boy Sports Recap. This is the Outdoor Show. Stick around.
Bring on the strawberry lovers. Big Boy uses the freshest strawberries available in the strawberry pie that started it all. With a flaky pie crust filled with fresh strawberries, Big Boy's shaking up dessert time with 80 years of delicious strawberry shakes like strawberry shortcake, strawberry cookies and cream, strawberry brownie, and strawberry cheesecake. Fresh whipped cream tops off the strawberry banana cream pie, strawberry hot fudge ice cream cake, and of course, strawberry pie. For all of you strawberry lovers, the place to go is your Marquette Big Boy restaurant.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
I was thoroughly impressed with Gray Walls, my friend, when we were there.
And the celebrity outing was a great time.
I had a great time. They did an excellent job all the way around. Just a reminder, Heritage and Gray Walls both open to the public, as well as the clubhouse. And it is in fantastic shape right now.
Did I mention we won on Heritage, right? Did you know that?
Did you really?
The Big Boy Rotary team won, 15 under.
Who was on your team?
John Camps, Mike Gagneux, Eric Froberg, and John Christensen of John's Auto fame, not of Vanco's fame.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good time.
What'd you win?
We got some gift certificates to Wilson.
Okay, then. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was fun.
We did not win on Gray Walls.
Yeah, what was this winning score? Like 17 under?
Yeah, when you got, I mean, look, I loved our celeb, Roy Green. He was great.
He's not a golfer.
But he's not a PGA. There was PGA professionals that were there. You know what I mean?
I know.
You're probably not going to win without one of those.
Right.
All right, moving along here, let's talk baseball.
Okay, let me ask you this. We haven't done the show since what, last Monday or something?
No, Wednesday.
Last Wednesday? Last time we did the show, the Tigers were 2.5 out of first. They're now
actually,
7.5.
2 weeks ago, tomorrow.
It's been a while.
So, yes, they got swept by Cleveland in Detroit. That's 3 series in a row, 9 games straight. I don't even know why I want to talk about it.
They had a day off yesterday.
And
they got to start with the Marlins, who are playing good right now.
They're 41-35. Detroit is 38-38. Pelfrey takes the mound. Let's hope he has it together.
He's 1-7.
It's crazy.
1-7.
I do want to mention this real quick here. Prospects for the Tigers, Christian Stewart and Joe Jimenez were named to the All-Star Futures game. So I thought that was kind of neat. And the Brewers off yesterday as well. Tonight they start a series with your beloved Los Angeles Dodgers.
That I've never seen them play, and I'm going to see them on Thursday. And today we have Julio Urias against Chase
Anderson. What do you
mean?
You went
to
the Dodgers game last year.
Yeah, but was it the Dodgers? I don't
know. Oh, my God, really?
I'm going to tell you right now. I've been to the Brewer game every year for as long as I can remember. And every single time I've been there,
they lose. Well, they lost last year to the Dodgers, I remember.
They did. They've lost every time.
So that's tonight at 8:10.
What's going on with the Dodgers pitching? Because, like, none of the... Like, Kershaw's not pitching, and... who's their other stud? There's only a bunch of nobodies pitching. Like, when I go to the game on Thursday, it's... Kenta Maeda.
Maeda's a big name.
Nah, not a big
name.
Well,
he's not a superstar, but he's a stud... He's a stud pitcher.
Who's your other stud, though?
I don't know who. I mean, Kershaw obviously is the big name. Greinke's gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
Kershaw, yeah.
Quickly, Miggy is second in the All-Star voting at first, behind Eric Hosmer. And the next closest is Victor Martinez in fourth place right now in All-Star voting for DH. So all Kinsler's right. Not even in the conversation, and he's having a heck of a year. Vote, 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 vote. All right, Big Boy Sports Recap. Brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks for the shake, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. It's been a long time, and I had to give you something special.
A little butter pecan there. We'll be right back. It's the Outdoor Show. Hey, golfers, now's the time to sign up for a new membership at the Marquette Golf Club. As the UP's only 36-hole complex, you can enjoy an amazing experience, both on the Heritage Course or the infamous Gray Walls, ranked as one of the top 100 courses in the U.S. Memberships start at just $965. Find out more by calling 225-0721 or take a virtual tour at MarquetteGolfClub.com.